Eurasian ruff were introduced into the Duluth Superior Harbor from ballast water of ocean-going ships in the 1990s. Ruff reproduce so quickly, they now make up 80 to 90% of the fish population, squeezing out native fish. Now they're spreading eastward across Lake Superior toward the lower Great Lakes. University of Minnesota Fisheries Professor Peter Sorensen says he's discovered a chemical that will cluster great numbers of male ruff who think it's time to mate. He compares it to dogs in heat.
What happens, the males get all excited from great distances. And if you were to have that substance in a bottle, you could probably get the whole neighborhood of dog in an uproar, and maybe you could sort of start to manipulate their behavior a little bit. So this is kind of offering that kind of potential for a fish.
The compound's technical name is 20-beta-S. It's a pheromone that female ruff emit when they're ready to mate, and it drives male ruff wild.
It causes a great deal of sexual arousal and excitement. So when males detect this thing, I suppose, kind of like a dog, they get a little crazy and they just start swimming around like crazy and nudging and inspecting other fish in the tank.
Once they're clustered, Sorensen says it may be possible to find a way to cut their population. Sorensen hopes to find a similar pheromone in goldfish, carp, and sea lamprey, all invasive species which threaten native fish in the Great Lakes. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.